Started at, hi, this is Ms. Mercer, and we're in room 11, and today is week two, and we're having a class discussion. This week, we read chapters 1 and 2 of Hatchet. We had a lesson in earth science on ecology, and we learned about early man and the Leakey family in ancient civilizations, and did a really short piece that we read over on Rachel Carson. So my question is, what are some things that we learned from our readings this week? Do I have a volunteer to go over and answer that question? No. Okay, Blake, what would you like to share with us?
I learned how people, how more people came to life and how much more people populated on the earth.
Okay. And that wasn't as much from the reading, was it? That sounds like something from the video that we saw, right? Human family tree? And how we populated and...
How we were, like, born and stuff.
And moved around, right? Okay. Thank you very much. What did you learn this week, Gia?
I learned that water is very important for plants to have and lots of other wildlife stuff.
Okay, that's a good one to go over and share. Alan, is there something that you can share with us that you learned? Okay, Olivia, what can you share with us?
I thought it was interesting how I learned that 60 to 70% of our body was made out of water.
Yeah, I don't feel that sloshy inside. Do you?
Mm-mm.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, it's about Hatchet. I feel like I'm the kid in the story because my grandpa took me for a drive on a plane.
Yeah.
But he didn't have a heart attack. And it was a good time.
Yeah, it didn't turn out like Brian's ride, did it? Okay. So, Brandy, is there something you'd like to share with us from this week?
I think that it's interesting in earth science how so many different animals can share the same areas to live and how it's like the circle of life, how animals eat each other and then they die and then it goes again in a circle.
And we're going to learn more about that next week. Great. Okay. Well, so Raquel, what was something you learned or something you enjoyed this week?
I learned how water and soil are important to plants and humans.
Good. Romeo.
You forgot for this.
What I learned this week was that in science, an ecosystem is a place where living and non-living things are in an area that interact with one another.
Did you think about the non-living part of it quite as much before this lesson?
Yes. I mean, no. I did not.
Not quite as much, but it's important, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. About water.
Yeah.
I used to drink juice and milk, but now I just drink water.
And there's a lot of it in you, isn't there?
Yep. And when I'm in soccer practice, I always bring water.
Okay. Thank you. So, Christine.
I learned that the oldest known human ancestor is about 2 million years old.
That's pretty old, huh? Yeah, you thought your grandparents were old. Okay, I'm going to come over here to Will. Will, can you share something that you learned?
There are so many habitats and populations, and each one has its own role. Sometimes it helps others, sometimes it doesn't, but it helps the habitat all the time.
Yeah. Isaac S.
Hi. I learned that hold on, don't play it.
Okay.
Channel X or something.
Okay.
Go ahead.
A biotic factor is anything that lives in an ecosystem and
Is it anything or a certain special type of something?
Anything.
Okay.
And then abiotic factor is non-living things in an ecosystem.
So if the abiotics are non-living, then the biotic factors mean that they are...
Not.
They are...
Living.
Living. Yeah. Okay. Good. And you want to do one last thing?
The same thing.
Okay, good.